Let's go with the message today. We'll finish up this little series called Reality Check. Today's message last week was who remembers? This week's message, they, say it with me, they remember. They remember. I really need you focused with me today. They remember. They remember. I'm going to talk about what lost people remember. I'm going to talk about what people who don't go to church, who are not in church, people like me and my mama, and maybe like you, many of you, I don't know. I'm going to talk to you about what they remember. Okay, let's look at it. A message for all of us today. Last week we learned that there are four things we must do to receive the Lord's blessing in the book of Zechariah, a crazy Old Testament book next to the last, near the end of the Old Testament. I think about three deep or something. Here's what it is. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace. Say peace. In your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his who. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says the Lord. Amen? So we looked at that. We saw four things that we must do if we want God's blessing. And I hope you'll stay with me. Don't go to sleep on me. Come on now. Here we go. Four things that we must do. Number one, tell the truth. Number two, make righteous and peaceful decisions. Okay? Number three, think and speak good things about people. And number four, be sincere and detest phoniness in your commitment to God and to others. So you see those four things. How hard is that to understand? Do we have that in our noggin? Yes or no? Okay, hang in here with me. So those are four things we must do, but we're going somewhere. As I was studying this week, that first one, you have to think to lie. Did you know that? Say. So I put head. Head, no lies. It's what God says. You want to use your head. If you want me to bless you, you better start using your head. Number two, hands. Make peaceful decisions. Instead of raising your hand against somebody or getting angry, the idea is sticking out that hand and being peaceful. So hands, no harm. This is easy to understand now if we do it this way. It's not that hard. Number three, heart. I'm not to think evil against anybody. So there's no what? Hate. Now God says if you do this, I'll bless you. I will bless you. You have it in my word, I will bless you. Number four, spirit. No what? Hypocrisy, no phoniness. So, head, hands, heart, spirit. We talked about last week these four things. We've added this week, head, hands, heart, spirit. Let's keep going a little further. Not only will God bless me for doing these four things and being this kind of person, but I will be a what? A blessing to who? Because of this. You think if I don't tell people lies, and if you think if I am kind, and you think if I am a lover, not a hater, and you think I am real and sincere, not phony, you think that'll bless my community here in Englewood, Florida? Yes or no? Absolutely. So I started thinking about it this week. Now, when we saw these four things God would bless, we saw something else. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the language of all the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that's a what? A Jew. So 10 men seemingly are going to take hold of one person, a Jewish person, and say, we'll go with you. Say that last part with me. For we have what? Heard that God is with you. Now keep going. I know it's a little involved, but we're going to get somewhere if you hang with me. Keep going. We have what? That God is with you. We've been talking about 10 years of fellowship, and when we started, and we love Jesus, and we love people, and we're not a place of division or gossip. That's not who we're about. Okay? We talked about how God has blessed that. Okay, and God remembers what we do. We talked about that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. They remember. They remember. And God's not just saying He's going to bless us for these four things because He didn't have nothing better to do but come up with these four things. But there's some power in these four things. There's some power in these four things as we reach out to our world. Okay, keep looking. Here we go. They remember. So head, hands, heart, spirit. Say that with me. Head, hands, heart, spirit. Head, hands, heart, spirit. Y'all are dying on me today. Come on. Head, hands, heart, spirit. Head, hands, heart, spirit. God remembers that. So do they. They remembered what you said. And they remember, was it a truth or a lie? They remember what you did. Was it kind or hurtful? They remember what they felt. Loved or hated. They remember what they saw. Sincere or what? Phony. Oh, they remember. Y'all believe that? Yes or no? You know, when somebody's in darkness and doesn't know the light, they become experts at what darkness looks like. I understand that people that the government gets to work with counterfeit money and finding counterfeit money are people who have been what? Counterfeiters and made counterfeit money. So guys, playing the game and playing church and looking all spiritual and this and that, listen to me, hang in here with me. It flies at church because, see, we're spiritual people. See, we're spiritual. But the lost, they know what darkness looks like. If you're not light, and you say you're light, they know you ain't light. Did you hear just what I said today? They remember! So God, this is a big deal with God. These four things. This is big to Him. Because His Son gave His life for everybody. Amen? So let's talk about that. Let's think about that today. They remember. I'm going to peel this onion back a little bit for us today. In my, I study in my office. It's just it's what I was thinking about. Listen to Jesus. He says, you're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill can't be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket. But they put it on a candlestick and it gives light to everybody in the house. Then this great verse, everybody ought to memorize this verse. You ought to have this. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Keep that in mind, light. Jesus said in John 8:12, then spake Jesus again to them saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I love that. Don't you love that? I love that. You and I have the light of life. Well, I thought about something and wrote it down. Here it is. If we have the light of life, we ought to have a life of light. You listening to me? If we have the light of life, then we ought to have a life of... We ought to have a life of... We ought to have a life of light. Because they're going to remember. They're going to remember when they cross your path and they're in darkness if you were light or not. They're going to remember it. They're especially going to remember it if you said you were something that you ain't. Listening, yes or no? That's why God says if you don't have these things, if you're the opposite of these four things I'm saying, God said back in Zechariah, I hate that. Did He say that, yes or no? You ain't supposed to hate. Well, you are supposed to hate what God hates. And you're supposed to hate it in your own life. If it's there. Let's keep looking. Listen to the Apostle Paul. This is all through the Bible, guys. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love doesn't do that. If you're a troublemaker, listen to me. Don't act like you in Jesus. That's craziness. What are you talking about? Love works no ill to his neighbor. Did y'all hear that or did I make that up? Say. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the what? The law. And that knowing the time, God, it's high time to awake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation what? It's nearer, man, than when we believed. And we need to wake up to this thing called light in us. Amen. Yes or no? The night's far spent. The day's at hand. Let us therefore cast off those works of darkness and let's put on the armor of what? Light. See that? Isn't that cool? That's who we are. That's who we're supposed to be. This is what they remember. It's what God blesses, and it's also what they what? They remember. Let us walk honestly, as in the day. This almost goes back to those four things Zechariah said. Let us walk honestly, don't lie. As in the day, not in rioting. Being a person of peace and not, you see what I'm saying? And drunkenness, not in chambering and wanting, not in strife and envying. Strife and envying. And just thinking ill of others and somebody has and somebody doesn't have, so we think thoughts that we shouldn't think. But put you on what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Be real, man. Be sincere. Put on Jesus in your life and don't make provision of the what? The flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen? So we're seeing a pattern. And back in Zechariah, it says that 10 will take hold of the skirt of a Jew and will say, we want to go with you because we've heard what? God's with you. I love that. I want that to be said of me. I want that to be said of the church I pastor. Not that we're perfect, guys. Don't do everything right, I understand. But it can be said of us that God is with us. Amen? Say. That's what I want said of me. Absolutely. I want it said of us that we love Jesus and we love people. And we're not divisive, and we don't gossip, and we don't play the church games like other churches play them. Y'all listening or not? That's what I want said about me. That's what I want said about us when they think of a red oval around here. Amen? Come on. God is with you. My question is that what they remember? Is that what they remember in your life? Is that what they remember in my life? Have I got y'all going to sleep? Are y'all all right? Is that what they remember? That God is with me. That's what I want people to remember. Let's talk about it. We're going to peel this onion. You know why? Because they do what? Oh, they remember, guys. You're not pulling the wool. Now, we can pull the wool at the church house. But it's hard to pull the wool out there. Now, we think we're pulling the wool. You ain't pulling the wool. Okay? Matter of fact, Jesus talking about money, he told us that we're actually to learn from the ungodly, even the lost man, about how he manages his money. Because that is his God. My point is that the world's pretty good at knowing what the world does. You listening or not? The lost are pretty good at living in darkness. And when we're trying to pull the wool and play the fool on them, they're pretty good at picking that out. Y'all hearing me or not? That's what I'm talking about. That's why I think in Zechariah, God says this matters so much to me. Because they matter so much to me. This matters so much that we as children of God, children of light, this matters so much to God because they matter so much to Him. You hear me today? Let's keep looking. So, what did we learn? Head, hands, heart, spirit. Let's say it again.
head, hands, heart, spirit. See, we all got that, so we can remember this. Head, hands, heart, spirit. Okay? Head, hands, heart, spirit. Let's look at it. I just wrote this down. They remember my speech. They remember what I said. They remember. Do you think people in this town know that I've said we're building that building debt-free? I believe I've got a lot of believers that want me to fail. It's that sad, ain't it? Is that sad or what? That's sad right there, baby. And you're living in darkness. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Quote me. Listen. The lost out there, they've heard me. They've heard me say, we're doing this debt-free for the glory of God. Now, I'm not trying to make it about the building. I'm just trying to say that's one thing that I'm known for. You understand? Yes or no? Hey, they understand that we've said we love Jesus and we love people. Do you think that might be understood out there? A little bit? You know how contrary that would be when somebody come in here and experience anything other than that? Do you see how they could pick up on that like that? Yes or no? Say. You see what I'm talking about today? Now, this goes into my life and your life, your personal life. The lost, the people who you're with, your family, your friends, your people, acquaintances, your workforce, everybody you're with, listen, they remember your speech. Whether you like it or not, you call yourself a believer, you're a believer. Amen? Yes or no? You ought to like that, by the way. You ought to like not going to hell. You ought to like that. You ought to like having the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and having a new life and sins forgiven. You ought to like that. But it comes with a little bit of responsibility. The lost world. Because you now carry the light. You understand? So they're going to remember my speech, what I said. Is it a truth or is it a lie? What's the Bible say? But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of what? Your speech and your mouth. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That, I love this, that if any obey not the word, they can be won without the word. They can be without the word won by the conversation of the what? It's amazing. We think, buddy, I'm going to throw Scripture to you and Scripture to you and Scripture to you. When actually, guys, if you just are honest with your mouth and what you say and your conversation, you might have the chance to talk to them about Jesus. But they're not listening as you lie or whatever you do with your mouth and you're throwing Scripture at them. But the Word won't return void. Well, it did then because they won't listen. You understand? Just talking to you today. While they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with what? Fear. You know, we ought to fear God enough that we are mindful of our mouth. Amen? Say. We ought to fear God enough that we're mindful of our mouth. And God says, I'll bless you for that. Amen? Y'all listening? Ephesians 4, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of the edifying or building up, that it might minister grace unto the... Anybody listening? Absolutely. So number one is they're going to remember my what? My speech. And last time I checked, that old tongue comes right out of the what? Head. Okay? So my head. Think about what you're saying. Because they will what? Remember. And God said, if you think about it and you are honest, I'll bless you. It's cool stuff. Number two. Next was my hands. My head, my hands, my heart, my spirit. Next is my hands, my touch. They remember my touch. They remember what I did.
The lost world remembers what I did. What do I mean? They remember if I was kind or hurtful. Did y'all hear me or not? You're the light of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. A city set on a hill can't be hid. Let your light so shine before men they may see your good works and glorify your Father. John 8, he said, I'm the light of life. If you have the light of life in you, you should have a life of light. Amen. Listen, my touch, when I come in contact with people, people ought to go, they'll not be hurt by me. Do y'all listen? You see what I'm saying? Say, they ought not be hurt by me. I know we're not perfect. I'm not saying that. But we, man, we ought to be kind to people. Yes or no? Say, we'll be kind to people. Because we say we're of Jesus.
Yeah, but that's the way I was. That's the way I am.
Yeah, but you're not what you... He accepted you just as you are. That's true, as a sinner, but He's... You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen? Say. They're going to remember. They're going to remember. They're going to remember. They're going to remember how they feel when they come here. Were you kind to them? Well, that shirt, those shorts are too high. Look at those tattoos. Or look at this. Or look at that. Hey, they could say about me, look at that bald head. I mean, you know, you all got something we could say something about. Say yes or no. Say. Look at your big eyes. Your big lip. Your big nose. Your little ears. I mean, come on. It goes, the list is endless, right? Say. But we're spiritual. We're so prone. We got to be careful, guys. Yes or no? Am I talking too much? Making sense? They're going to remember. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. We're not to be out there trying to start fights with folks. We're out there to be light. We're supposed to be love. We're supposed to be winning people. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. It ain't about you. But rather give place unto wrath, for it's written, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, says the what? The Lord, that's not my place. My place is to be light. My place is to be kind. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him to drink. How many of us do that? No, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. That's just what I'm going to do. Isn't that how we are? Isn't that the normal response, guys? They remember it. They remember it. They remember it. And they walk in here one day and see your face. And they'll walk right out. Good chance. They remember it. It's lodged there. Listen, give him drink, and so doing, you'll heap coals of fire on his head. You'll make him think. Be not overcome of what? But overcome what? Evil with what? Good. It's good stuff. Number three, head, hands, heart. My heart. They're going to remember what they what? They're going to remember what they felt. Loved or hated by me, by you. They're going to remember that. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. I think He wanted us to do that and be so intent on loving Him because it's hard to love people. But if you love Him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. You see the difference? If you don't press in toward loving God with your heart, and with your soul, and with your mouth, and with your hands. It's going to be hard to love people. Amen? This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as your what? As yourself. We're to love, man. when people, they're going to remember if we loved or hated them. And it's amazing. They'll make a split. They'll make a quick judgment just like that. It'll be a judgment that quick on us. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, they ought not judge me. We're the light, guys. If darkness sees light, they ought to have seen some light. You know what I'm saying? They're in darkness. They don't need condemnation. They're condemned already, the Bible says. We're the ones who have the light. It's on us. Jesus went about the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was healing every sickness and every disease among the folk. And he saw the multitudes. He saw the people. And he was moved with compassion. He was moved with love on them. Because he loved his Father with all his heart, his soul, and his mind. So when he saw people, you never see Jesus really getting ticked off at people. The only people he got ticked off at were the religious phonies. That's the only ones he got ticked off at. Even when he's on the cross, he was like a sheep and he didn't even open up his mouth. He wasn't berating Pilate. He wasn't saying... He was always loving people. But when he did get ticked off, it was at the religious who? Phonies. Yeah. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted. They were hurting. They were living in darkness. They were scattered. They were like sheep and nobody was leading them. They were just going to slaughter. And it killed him. Amen? People will remember how we treated them. Loved or hated. Do you see people as living in darkness, as sheep that are going to slaughter? Boy, that'll change the way you look at people, won't it? Amen? I'm not saying this is an easy message. It's not. But God Almighty Himself promised, I will bless you if you do these four things. This is huge. He said unto His disciples, the harvest is what? But the laborers are few. Few people will hear the message I'm saying today. The thief will come before it hits your ear. The wicked one, he'll steal it away. Because he knows you have the answer. And you are the answer. You possess light for a dark world. You hearing me today, church? I ask you to fight through whatever it is when that enemy tries to steal the head, the hands, the heart, and the spirit away. I just fight hard, fight hard, fight hard, fight hard for your blessing. Fight hard for that. That's the best life, guys. Keep looking with me. Almost done. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. Amen? Jude. I love this little one-chapter book. Keep yourselves in the what? Wait a minute. What did it say? Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait a minute. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And look at this. So you keep yourself in the love of God. And then it says, of some have what? Making a difference. If you keep yourself in the love of God, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's going to be people out there in our world, and there's going to be some of them. You're going to be able to touch their life, and you're going to be able to make a huge difference in their world. Amen? And others you save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Keep yourself in the love of God. You can make a difference. You've got to think that way. Amen? When your flesh gets up, well, they said, so I'm going to say. That's when you got to, well, keep the love of God. You see what I'm saying? You can do it. Do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? The last one is this. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the third one? No, it should be fourth. I'm sorry. I'm like, one of us can't count. It's you. Here we go. Amen. Here we go. My spirit.
they're going to remember what they sincere or what's the Bible say? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of, say it with me, good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me, think on these things. Keep looking. Verse 9. Those things, Paul writing from prison, those things which you have both learned and received and heard, and say it with me, and what? Seen in me, big old two-letter word, do. Can people say that about you? Wait a minute, let's look. What you've learned, what you received of me, what you heard, and what you saw in me, do. And the God of peace be with you. That's what God said He'll bless. Did you hear me? We think we can just go get us a little quick blessing from God. Oh, you better watch it. If He's going to give you a blessing, it's going to take something, guys. And this last one, sincere or phony. What I say, what they've received, what they've heard, what they've seen, can they do? They're going to remember. Wherefore, seeing, 2 Corinthians, I love these scriptures, we have this ministry. As we've received mercy, we faint not. But we've renounced the hidden things of, there it is again, look at it, dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's what? Conscience. In the sight of God. If you don't commend, if you don't press your life, which is you have the light of Christ, if you don't press hard, your world will be lost. Your friends will be lost. Your neighbors will be lost. I do not want to have anything to do with a church where people come in and it's not light. Did y'all hear me or not? All people, they come here, they're seeing light and they're hearing light and they're feeling light. Okay, I know we're imperfect, we slip, we do, we fall. I understand all that. But this is who we are, guys. Y'all listening? Because guess what? Pop it back up. If our gospel is what? It's hid to them that are lost. That can't happen. Are y'all hearing me today? That cannot happen. Y'all hear me? Okay. I don't want people associated with me that's going to hide the gospel. It's going to hurt the work of God. You hearing me today? God won't bless that. I don't want my life to be like that. You hear me? Yeah, how about a me neither? Give me six. I don't care. Amen. You listening today? This is big stuff. This is our world, baby. This is our town. I don't say this is my town to be arrogant. It's my town because this is where God's called me to be light. Amen. Yes or no? Y'all hear me today? Hey, coach, are you more concerned about Lemon Bay's football program than Fort Pierce's program over there? A little bit more concerned. You more concerned about this program than Port Charlotte? Or Charlotte? This is where God called you. Is that right? You see what I'm saying? How that works? It's where we're called. Right here, baby. Amen? Not angry. I'm just passionate about it. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hey! Come on! We're almost done. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's why our gospel must be out there. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves, you're what? Servants. For Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light, there it is, to shine out of darkness, let there be light, has shined in our what? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I love this stuff. God promises to bless. I'm done. When my head, my hands, my heart, and my spirit are what? Right. Why does He do that? He blesses because He knows I will be a blessing to others. And they will see the light in my life. Which is the light of life. God loves people. He ain't that big on organizations, I don't think. Remember in the early church, they met from what? House to house. Remember? It was all about getting that word out. Amen? And quite frankly, guys, He's not that impressed with that facility down there in Rotunda. Okay? Big houses of worship all across the world. He's really concerned about right here. Amen. This is where He lives. It's where He dwells. He does not dwell in tabernacles built by hands. That's what the Bible says. He dwells inside of us. Amen. Now, He's all for that thing down yonder. If we have Him in our heart, and we're going to use that thing down yonder to shed that light. Amen. So praise the Lord. Yeah, I got a hush. Thank you. Praise God.